Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot Trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at TERO.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. Now we bring you stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. And who do we invite to share our microphones? Of course, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen. He is the managing editor of City View Magazine. The crowd goes wild. As always, you know, they love you. And it's all women. I don't know if you notice that or not, but it's all these women that just go, whoa, it's just great. So, well, he's got the magic, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, very funny.
Yeah, well, do what we can. It's Friday.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good.
Who ate the most?
Not me.
No?
No. I did not eat the most. I was very moderate. I was very proud of myself.
Yeah.
And then I was like super sleepy. I didn't see much of the football game, and it really ticked me off. I wanted to see that, but it didn't work. So, yeah. Yours?
I saw a little bit of the Bears game. I did not take the most food overall, but I think I did eat the most pie.
Ah, there you go. Pumpkin?
So, I specialize. I had one. Actually, it wasn't pumpkin pie there. It was pumpkin. My wife mixed pumpkin pie with pecan.
Really?
It's like one pie. It's like pumpkin with pecan.
A pump pie.
It's really good.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
It was. I mean, there's no bad pie.
No. Whipped cream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got to have the whipped cream. All right. So now we're all rested, and we come back, and we look ahead, because I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff happening.
I feel less rested.
Do you really?
Holidays kind of take it out of me.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of family things. You got to have conversations with people that you don't normally have conversations. Sometimes. Yeah. Your weird uncle is there, and yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So it's a little stressful.
Can be. Turkey is good, though. Makes it all worth it.
There you go.
Why don't we eat turkey more often? I guess some people probably do.
Oh, yeah, well, some people do. Yeah.
I could eat Thanksgiving dinner every night.
Stuffing?
I like stuffing. I don't eat gravy.
Yeah, I don't much eat gravy either, but I love stuffing, especially if it's heavy on the sage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe we should go get some. All right.
Sorry.
Speaking of turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Cold turkey.
There used to be an alcoholic beverage, I think. That was cold duck.
Oh.
It was a wine. Cold duck. Oh, wow. That goes back.
Cold duck.
Yeah, it was like wine, rosé, but it was sweeter, and it was carbonated. And, you know, it was like a poor man champagne, which I knew everything about.
Cold duck.
Yeah, not cold turkey.
What do you think the term cold turkey, where do you think that comes from?
Because the turkey's...
I meant to Google this, but I never have.
Turkey's dead and it's cold? I don't know.
I quit cold turkey.
Cold turkey. I don't know. Final. So, what are we talking about?
As part of a public relations and marketing strategy to compare the empathy of Big Tobacco to the nobility of the Nobel Peace Prize, an advertising executive, Merwin Wren, convinces the Valiant Tobacco Company to propose a challenge, a check for the equivalent of $170 million
Whoa.
To any city or town in America that can stop smoking, go cold turkey for 30 days.
Oh.
Did you ever see this movie?
I think I did.
From the early 70s. It's called Cold Turkey.
Yeah.
Well, it was shot in a small town in Iowa, in Warren County.
Really?
And they are commemorating that movie with a play called...
Cold Turkey?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. And so where is this happening at?
This is at the Warren Cultural Center.
How about that? See? Yep. See? Not only... You know, wow.
Oh, and it was the play is written by Big Green Umbrella's own T. Tammy Pearson.
All right, Tammy.
She adapted the movie or whatever, yeah.
How about that?
I thought it was pretty cool.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So Warren
that
County.
That starts tonight.
There's a play tonight. Does it go for a couple of days? Or
it's in Greenfield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Greenfield.
It goes through the weekend.
Greenfield. What a great town Greenfield is.
Yeah.
Now, that hotel in Greenfield is amazing.
Is it?
Oh, it's gorgeous, yeah. All right, what else is going on?
The Des Moines Buccaneers play tonight.
Oh, go Bucks. Yeah?
Madhouse on Hickman. They're taking on the Waterloo Blackhawks.
Hate them.
7:05.
Hate them. Waterloo Blackhawks.
Waterloo Blackhawks.
Stay where you're at. Don't bother coming to Urbandale.
Don't even bother.
Yeah.
Bucks are good this
Losers.
Year. Downtown Winners Farmers Market.
Yeah?
Returned last week. Going again this week. You ever been to Winners?
Yes, Farmers I have. Market? I have been to Winters Farmers.
How's it compare? Market. I know it's a scale down.
Oh, as much, down. But it's inside and it's warm.
Those are good things.
Yeah, those are good things.
Those are good things. Also this weekend, in the spirit of small business, Saturday, celebrate this coming Saturday in this, Valley Junction.
Saturday. Small business Saturday on the 30th. Ladies and gentlemen, go shop local.
Do you know 150 locally owned independent businesses located in Valley Junction?
Yeah, it really is amazing.
I wouldn't put the number that high.
This is an amazing place, and I just heard that there's a restaurant there that's closing, and it's going to be, I think, the 20th of December. It's its last day, and it's called the General Store, and they have homemade soups and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, you talk about something that may have been a marketing miss.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's called the General Store, and so you walk by it and you think, oh,
right.
This is like antiques and General
Store
stuff.
That's what
I
always thought.
Yeah, well, they've got a lunch counter in there, and I guess, Vino 209 is there. Theatrical Shop.
Oh, yeah, Theatrical Shop. I love that place.
Yeah.
There's nothing else like the Theatrical Shop, is there, in Iowa?
You know.
In Des Moines?
No. And I remember I was doing some work with them. Long time ago, and we were talking about how to modernize things.
Yeah,
and they still write out their receipts. You know.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, and they put them on a little spindle. It's like, I said, how do you guys keep track of your inventory? Oh, well, it's really a throwback. I mean, on the business side of things, or it was at that time. So,
right. Yeah. Also, gun show.
All right.
I know you like me to keep your prize.
You betcha.
To
where are we?
Fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds gun show.
Starts tonight, goes through the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, that the gift that keeps on giving.
Unity Points Festival of Tree and Lights, a 5-day public fundraiser for Blank Children's Hospital. It's already kicked off, but it's going through the weekend also.
Tree of Lights.
Trees of
Is that
lights.
Down at the Wells Fargo?
It's down at the on Fifth Avenue, 833 Fifth Avenue.
Oh.
At Unity Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at the, you know where it is.
Yeah, that place.
Iowa Wolves play G League action.
This would be basketball.
Saturday.
Saturday, the Iowa Wolves are coming to town. They're in town all the time, but they're going to be playing who?
Oklahoma City Blue.
Hate them.
Somebody else to hate is Milwaukee.
I hate them.
University of Milwaukee comes to the Knapp Center to take on... the Drake Bulldogs.
Yeah.
This is Tuesday.
Love them.
Love them? What?
Drake Bulldogs.
Oh, okay. Love them. All right. Also, next week, Iowa State's playing Kansas City in Ames. Who is your favorite team? Sports teams.
Like all sports?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really I got to go with the Red Wings.
The Red Wings?
Detroit Red Wings, yeah.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Growing up, Gordie Howe, man.
Gordie Howe? Did he play for the Red Wings?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Mr. Hockey.
Before Gretzky. He was the man, right?
He was the man. Yeah, and with no helmet, you know. And,
who needs a helmet?
Yeah, I know. Met him one time.
Yeah?
Yeah. The opening year when the Iowa Wild, came to town, and they were the Iowa Stars.
Yep.
They were able to bring
Gordy
to
the man
town.
The myth.
Along with the Calder Cup and Stanley Cup.
Oh, wow.
It was all here. And it was at Wells Fargo Arena.
Uh-huh.
And so season ticket holders got to go. And I actually got to talk to Gordie Howe, my childhood, you know, my, So they gave, I've told this story.
What did you guys talk about?
Oh, we just talked about hockey in Detroit and, you know, his kids. He played, you know, into his 40s, excuse me, in Texas, I believe it was, and with his two sons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who does that?
Oh, he played with his sons? Yeah. I didn't realize that. Right. I knew he played, to like 45, I think.
Anyway, so they gave him a jersey. They gave him an Iowa Stars jersey. Mm-hmm. So he takes off his sweater.
Yeah.
He's got a short sleeve shirt on under his sweater. I mean, he was in his early 80s, I think. The guns on him were amazing.
Gun show.
You go, what? This is unreal. I mean, what a nice guy. And his wife, unfortunately, was really suffering from Alzheimer's disease at the time. So we had a conversation about that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's, yeah. Hmm. Gordy's gone now, but.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, also this week and next week, Brenton Skating Plaza is open.
Practice your Gordie Howe moves.
That's right. Starting this Thursday, America's Dutch Treasure, Pella, Iowa.
Wooden shoes.
Kicking off the holiday season. Wooden shoes? What a good idea. Pella Christmas Tour of Homes.
So you get to go by and check out the homes in Pella. Wear your wooden shoes. Remember to take your wooden shoes off at the door. Don't be tracking in any stuff.
Do you have a pair of wooden shoes?
I can't remember. Never had a pair. But
Monday at the Civic Center, get her done. Larry the Cable Guy.
I heard he's coming to town.
Yep.
Yeah, good stuff.
And then starting Tuesday, Pat Hazel's Permanent Record. This is comedy at the Temple Theater. He's a writer for Seinfeld. He's out on tour.
As a matter of fact, I was listening to the radio not very long ago, and they had a blip about this guy.
Yeah.
And he sounded just like Seinfeld.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, his cadence and the whole thing, it just sounds just like Seinfeld.
He's going to be talking about the importance of your permanent record. How's your permanent record?
My permanent record is probably sealed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
That's it?
That's it. That's all we got.
Ah.
That's the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, your permanent record, huh?
Permanent record.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the little clip was that he was talking about, but it was classic Seinfeld.
Was it?
Yeah,
Seinfeld's
it was classic.
So good. Is there ever going to be another show like that?
I don't think so.
You think he'll ever do another show?
I don't think so. You know, why would you want to chance it, right?
Yeah.
And everybody would be going, well, it's just like Seinfeld.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be great if it was just like Seinfeld.
I know. But he came out on top. You know, he stopped when it was on the top of its game. And you always long for more, you know, when something.
Didn't he have a family? Does he have kids? Is his kids out of.
I don't know.
Maybe once they're done.
Maybe or whatever.
Raised. It's maturity.
All right. Speaking of maturity, it's bypassing me. That's for sure. All right, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine. They know what to do on account of they is City View. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. That concludes another week of our stellar broadcast, by the way. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.